It's Sunday, October the 2nd, 2021, from the Lucy Coleman Studio here in Los Angeles, California. This is PJ, and I'm going to embark on a new thought for the month of October for all of my friends that come by and visit me. How about it? Are you satisfied with the path that you find yourself on? In other words, the way you are living, the friends that you have, the advice that you've taken from dear friends, has it most of the time proven to be the right advice, confusing advice? Are you in need of a mental health specialist or a life coach to guide you through life because it is so difficult for you to find your way? I recall when I was embedded deeply into the Christian faith, there was an Old Testament scripture which read like this: find the old paths and walk therein. I think about that. Whose old paths? And who walked in them? And what was the result? See, practically none of these questions can be answered as we parouse around in our minds. And the reason that, you know, I embarked upon this conversation is because a dear friend of mine today, as a matter of fact, sent me a very interesting question that, well, I was just very perplexed because I could not answer the question. As a matter of fact, I told him that the question was so broadened that I had never thought that deep about the question. I like to share it with you, and then in doing that, maybe I can answer my friend. He bids me peace and hopes that all is going well with me. And he says that he's jotting down stuff in his idle time and asked me to look at a few words, thoughts that he's having. And he asked me about the inner beauty of Jesus' love, that people follow him to understand the nature of such a human being. And this is what makes his question such a powerful one, because I really don't know why anyone would follow the prophet, the man, Jesus Christ, other than what the religion has taught them. Now, the primary faith that Jesus Christ is supposed to be associated with is Christianity. But if you try to determine that within its rightful place in terminology, just 3 minutes into this webcast, you would have a myriad of different answers. So I couldn't answer my friend's question, and I told him as such. As a matter of fact, I told him after I read the question, I said, oh my goodness, it's a lot to contemplate. He thinks that he was just rambling on, but no, what a question. It was a great question, and it required time for me to answer. The only way that I can possibly answer that question is not by the old paths that I've been taught by other people. I was taught when I was young in the faith to turn the other cheek, to be totally submissive to someone else's will over mine. And I believe that that thought itself kind of sabotages a person on their journey. And one thing that at my age, I'm intrigued by young people because they have the tenacity to choose the path that they want to live, and they live in it. And a lot of them are dying very, very soon in life without even getting to 25 or 30 years old. their lives are snuffed out because of the decisions that they made. And I would say, as an older man, as a mature man, I would say, oh, well, you shouldn't have made that decision. But when you look at the options that people have, that's why the question about the journeys in life are very, very restrictive, pejorative, if you want to look at it that way. They don't. All of us can't be on the same path. As a matter of fact, I think that life is complex when you have too many people on the same path. It's like Jonestown. You remember that in Guyana? When he took those 900 American people down there in the jungles and he was building a paradise, right? They didn't want a path of paying taxes, working in the system, being prejudiced against and all of that. And they listened to a soothsayer. And they ended up dying like that. Nobody really wants to talk about things like that because they say, well, that's just a bad example of people following religion. Is it any worse than what many of us have been acquainted with and what many of us have chosen to follow? What path are you on? What path am I on? And where does these paths lead us each individually? Well, let me start with Jesus Christ. And I'm not using the name of Jesus in a bad term, because most of the time when I hear people refer to Christ, they're in crises. I don't like to do that. I like to look at the man Jesus and what he taught. And I see it in the Bible and in other writings, and some writings in the Quran and other ancient religions write concerning Jesus even before the time he supposedly came on the planet, some 2,000 or so years ago. But this man that lived during a time when there was no electrical light switches to turn on, no modern technology, no Facebook, no Twitter, no TikTok, none of that, where everybody was espousing their own belief systems and why we should do this and do that. And the more I live in the country of my birth, in the United States of America, I am left at odds with what to think. What path should I take? I look at one of my children. She's a school teacher, and this is the worst I've ever heard her sound. Teaching is difficult now. She says when the students don't go to school a whole year and come back, and a great proportion of them are homeless, living in cars with their parents, when the school board now has to feed every student in the LA Unified School District because a kid can't learn on an empty stomach, and it's difficult to know who hasn't or who has eaten. I mean, I'm living in a different world. Impossible. Impossible if I were coming up. I was listening to one of my favorite, the Wag Man on the jazz station this Sunday afternoon. I forget who it was. He said that he was going to play a couple of new blues numbers. And one of the numbers that he played, it was a black man singing a blues song asking the question, why are we killing each other? Why are we hating? Why are we living like that? And that's what made me think about paths. Because a lot of us are on paths that other people chose for us. And since they chose these paths for us, we took it upon ourselves to follow them. And it's like I try to get away from all this controversy, the hatred. I was talking about it last week when I mentioned how people are condemning R. Kelly to a burning hell because of what he did. And when they have swinging parties going on where your mothers and fathers, grandparents, aunts and uncles, your neighbors are attending events, that if the police found out about it in your neighborhood, they would shut it down and arrest the people. We all know about these places. What path has anyone chosen? Some of these people have chosen the path of living like that by erasing their conscience. And I think that when a person erases their conscience and allows themselves to delve into all kind of buffoonery, that's the path that they chose. And if that path is against the law of the land, I expect that person to be persecuted to the highest degree. Why? To protect society. But to protect society from what? That is the question. Whose law? Whose society? Did you choose the right path for your life? Interesting, I was talking with a lady today, truly a lady, and she called to ask me a very serious question. We've been communicating for years. Nothing is new. And she asked a question in terms of relationships, and I said, were you forthcoming with your intent? I said, if you are seeing someone, ask them what are their intentions. Ask them how long, possibly, could this, if it grows into a relationship of any kind of substance, tell him what you are looking forward to, and hopefully tell him to share with you what he is looking forward to as you both endeavor to investigate how you could possibly be with this individual that you seemingly are attracted to. I was shocked when she told me, but I'm not attracted to him in that way. And the next question that came forth for me, why in Sam Hill, whoever he is, are you talking with this person? Why are you even wasting your time? And one of the answers struck me as quite peculiar. Well, I thought that I'd pick up some wisdom from you, she said. I said, I wouldn't ever think about talking seriously with a person that I did not feel a deep attachment to. In other words, I was telling the person that I no longer do that. There were many people in the church that I pastored that I should have cut off relationships with them when I first met them. I should have known that the relationship as a human being wasn't going anywhere, but my religion taught me other. It told me to be patient with people and to be kind and to be humble. And the more I did that, the more of a proverbial boot was used against me. Was that wise? Was I following really the path of God, or was I following some men's path? One of my friends would tell me, you knew what it was when you got into it. No, not to that degree. I tell you one thing. When I responded to the voice of God in my life, which I cannot deny to this date, I just pray to my sovereign Lord that I have not so left the beaten path that I am a lost soul. But I do not believe that God wanted me to become a slave to another man's insanity. Here recently I was talking with a young man that had many important decisions that has, really today, many important decisions to make in his life. Life-changing, life-demanding decisions. And I asked him, I said, you're a graduate of college and more than that. Why would you ask me anything? And he said, because I used to sit in your classroom and I used to listen to you teach, just like a lot of people listened to me preach when they were in the church that I pastored. And he said, and you had an adequate answer for life. And he said, I am now sitting in your home talking with you in person because I have a great love and affection for you and for your wisdom. And now that's really an extraordinary thing because you don't find too many young people that's going to lean to listening to an old person over 70 years old try to tell them anything. I like to think that my brain is still functioning. But like when my friend Kenny asked me a question that's too far over my head, I can't answer. I just, there was a time when I would try to answer my friend's question. Really, when I was steeped in the pastorate, I would take every sentence that he wrote me and that he asked me, and I would answer each sentence within the context of scriptures and everything like that. But that would have been wrong for me to do that because I don't know why anyone would like to love as Jesus loved unless they wanted to be just like Jesus. And to tell you the truth, I think that's impossible because Jesus had his path that he had to live, and I have mine that I have to live. Mine is all structured in telling the truth. But I have in the back of my head when I attempt to tell the truth that someone's going to listen and try to come against me as a juggernaut to find me tripped up in my words and so that they can say, see, PJ has lost his way and we're to no longer listen to him. I got some information, some news for you. Don't listen to me then. I'm going to say it in the strongest terms. Damn it, stop listening to me. But if you find what I'm saying to you is able to free you from the clutches of someone else's insanity, please continue to listen. The difficulty comes because we have chosen a group of individuals to listen to, and they have become the experts for us. Well, the only way that a person can become an expert for me is to have lived a life of expertise, or living the life of the expert. In other words, have you ever struck your wife or your husband? Have you ever cursed them out? I never did. I never cursed my wife. 35 years, why would I do that? I'm not a perfect person. She didn't make me feel good all the time. I'll tell the truth about that. Anytime you're in the presence of another human being, my friend, trust me, you are not going to be filling your oats all the time. But there's one thing that I did not do. I did not try to live the life for the woman that I chose to be with 35 years, nor did she try to live her life according to my wishes. We both followed a standard, certain standards in the Bible. We were faithful as we could be to each other. We respected and honored the opinion of each other. But I've got to tell you, when I take a real look and look at the situations that took and that takes place between people And if you hear anybody, that's my neighbors. They kind of argue loud here lately. And it's hot today, about 92 or 93 degrees. So my windows are open. I'm trying to keep my voice as low as I possibly can to do this webcast because I'm only talking to you. I don't want to talk to all my neighbors. Thank you. But I'm saying this. Lucy and I followed our own paths, but we happened to learn how to coincide with the other person's path without offending or bringing an accusation of harm against the other person. Now, this is the nature of the path that you choose. And so what I'm admonishing you to do is to take a very close look at the path that you have placed yourself on. Then secondarily ask yourself this question: why did you choose that path? All right, we're going to talk about relationships. Why did you choose to get with the person that you're with? And ever since you've been with that person, you know that person was the wrongest person. I'm thinking about a young man. I won't mention his name because I don't want to start anything. But I recall when he was married and he made, I think now, an intelligent decision to leave his wife. Oh, he didn't leave the responsibility, I don't think, of taking care of his children. But he left her because that was going nowhere. It was going nowhere. And was he happy? But we used to teach in Christianity, oh, I beg your pardon, God never promised you a rose garden. You're not supposed to be happy. That's not true. That is a misrepresentation of the divine. If God allowed me to be birthed by my mother and father, then God expected me not to live like some of these fake preachers says, live your best life now, though they weren't far from it. In other words, live the life that best suits you, one that is not bringing harm to anyone else or being foully mistreated and committing sacrilege against the Almighty. I was sharing with this young man. I said, my advice to you, and the bottom line was, don't get married. Not during this day and age. I said, if you want to marry, first thing that you do is continue to go to grad school. Find out what you want to do your grad work in. Work on what you're going to do in order to, if you stay in this society, in this environment, work on making money, all right? What can you do to make money? To make sure that you have more money in your account than going out of your account. Stay away from people that's going to drain your account. Always every month at the end of the month, my counsel to him was make sure that you have a sizable amount of income left. You can do whatever you want to do with that income. I'm not going to tell you what to invest it in, what not to invest in. It's yours. Let it grow for you. Let it work for you. And then I told him, don't look at your relatives. Don't look at family members. That's their journey. Look at yours. If you like women, go ahead, find a woman that you can like. Find a woman that can like and love you. But tell her that you will make a commitment to her when you're ready. Don't make a commitment. Now, if you're following a close religious guidelines, you are jeopardizing yourself if you telling yourself, well, I'm going to stay away from this and stay away. Go ahead. If you can juggle your faith, albeit if it's Christian, you know what the book teaches about that. Go ahead. But live your life. It's the life that you're living. Not what I'm telling you. And, you know, young men always come back to me and they say, well, did you ever do this? And I tell them, not while I was married, no. I say, because that would cause friction within the relationship as well as friction in my heart with my God. I was rather Islamic in my belief. I'm yet that way. I put strong acceptance and things like that in God. I don't waver from that. I don't know how to waver in that regard. I'm going to remain faithful. See, I've chosen a path that I can step off the path and go a different way. A lot of people think you can. A lot of people think that I have. No, I have not. What I've done, and I want you to listen closely, here it comes. Here comes this jewel of knowledge that you need to learn how to think through, because this is what PJ gives you. And if you learn how to use this jewel of knowledge correctly in your life, you will never, and I put emphasis upon that term, never make a mistake that you will be ashamed of. I have never been to jail for anything that I was not guilty of doing. Think about what I just said. That's a jewel of knowledge. In other words, I've never been prosecuted for the choices that I made in life, because all of the choices in life are the choices of a grown, mature human being that knows exactly what he can and cannot do legally and morally, what he can and cannot do. I have never, ever in my life needed a life coach. My pastor, James B. Stanley, the late, he was not my life coach. When I first became a young Christian, I asked him questions and he answered. I would come home from speaking with him and I'd have a conversation with my wife. And we just said, well, we're not following that because I don't know where he's coming from. See what I did? I recall when I made up my mind to marry my wife, my family members told me, man, what you doing marrying a Japanese? Well, that shows you how off of the dock they were. They didn't know a Japanese from a Cambodian, from a Vietnamese, from a Filipino, from nothing. All they saw is that, gee, she is pretty. She got hair all the way down her back. How did you catch her? I didn't catch her. Me and her looked at each other and knew that we required each other's lives in order to survive here. I had to be with somebody. I'm glad I chose her. And I'm glad that in like fashion, she chose me. You see, we didn't make a mistake because we did what we wanted to do. You get the point yet? Stop listening to other people. They know nothing about your journey, about your life. If you want to be on the right journey, the right path, you, listen, find the right path and walk in it. Don't be following these old paths that other people say that you should follow, because I'm going to tell you, when you look at all the trickery and the buffoonery that other people do in other people's lives, often I tell people this, I say, my God, I'm really grateful to God that I didn't live during the slavery time when my ancestors was brought over here slaves, because, I'm glad I was born after the fact. Because my path, my journey, I would have been running through the swamps. If I was healthy and strong, I would say, man, we got to get out of here. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we've got to get out of here. We've got to get as far away from this as we possibly can, knowing that it would be impossible, because if you're a black man coming up in the 1700s and 1800s in this land over here, they would have found me. But I mean, now we live during a time when, if we really look at how things are and how we live, that we do have a possible way of not being exploited and living a decent, civilized life. If you can call living in America decent and civilized, I'm surprised that we're still dealing with the racial issues in here, but I don't even want to get on that. I'm talking about live what's best for you. Make sure your journey that you've chosen to live is the one that suits you. Now, this is going to take a lot of guts, because you're going to come against people that are determined to see you follow them. I was telling this young man that was by my house, I said, you know what you can do, son? You can listen to your family. I said, but instead of listening to them, look at them. And he laughed. I said, that's right. Look at your parents. You want to end up like that? Do what they tell you to do. And you're going to end up just like that. I said, now, you're free. You have an opportunity to analyze relationships, women, situations, attitudes, dispositions. You have a golden opportunity to investigate all these things before you throw yourself headlong into what tradition says is a traditional relationship with a man and a woman to make family and to make money and to keep the culture strong, right? Have a little house with a white picket fence and all that. Man, people can barely pay rent. Now, we are living during a time when I remember when my rent was $148 a month. I remember that. $148 a month when Lucy and I first got married. You're not going to find, let me see, was that a two-bed? No, that was a one-bedroom apartment. Now I wonder what they're asking for that one-bedroom apartment. What, something over, $2,100 to $2,500 a month? Can I believe that? Think about everything that you're doing. You want to put away and save and persevere most of the income that you make. I'm not going to try to become an economist. You can read the books, figure out all these things on your own. But I know one damn thing you better do. You better make sure that is your journey. You know the way by which you came to that journey. You can incalculate your faith or religion if you want to. If you need to have, you know, bless him, I'm not going to mention his name. But I know, man, he got the statues of the saints all up in his house. Man, if that's what's going to carry you through your journey, go ahead. I don't need no statues. I'm going to tell you the truth. My wife died in 2001, June. No, it wasn't June. She died in right before July. Yeah, July 2001 is when my wife passed away. Did you know that I haven't been by that graveyard to where her casket is since she passed away? I haven't been by there to visit her or to talk to her and all of that. Why? Because I live my life. Oh, you should buy a headstone. I said, for what? I'm not going back there. No one else will know who she is. I live life according to my standards. And I appreciate everything that she was to me, but I don't need these fake monuments to prove my love and to throw money away. As a matter of fact, it's going to be the same way when I die. When I die, I'm just going to be gone. I went to one of my favorite places for dinner tonight. And it's a... Oh, my. The dogs are going to bark at each other again. But I had a salad, and it had something in it that really gave me heartburn. And I had to take a little kale pectate to stop the heartburn. And I said, isn't that just like me, loving the delicious salad? But there was a certain kind of greenery in there, a pepper, that just turned my stomach inside out. See, I have the other half of the sandwich. It was a roll-up thing, you know. I'm not going to eat it. It looks delicious. It has nice vegetables and fresh fruit and things in there. But whatever is in there that gave me that heartburn, I don't want it to give me another sample piece of it. So I'm not going to eat the rest of the sandwich. See, I'm creating my journey as I go. And that's what you have to do. You have to look at everything in your life very, very closely and analyze it. You hear Hardcore in the back messing with my neighbor's dog. Well, on a hot summer night, what else did you expect? Thank you for coming to my website, listening to me. I hope that I was able to help you. Now listen, we're not going to stop with this subject matter. I'm going to continue this, hopefully, for the entire month of October. I'll be talking about things like this, such as, and I'm not reading or quoting from anybody's book. I'm just sitting down here in the studio. One of my friends called and he says, John, you ought to put your stuff on TikTok. I said, TikTok, what is that? No, I'm not trying to get a newer audience. I think there's enough people by happenstance comes by my website through the other pages that I'm on. I hope that if they need time to listen to a man, talk. Just talk. Just to give a little wisdom. I got one friend of mine, he calls me a king. I said, why you call me that, man? He said, man, the wisdom you give, and look at you. You're not all bent over and about ready to fall over, and you can still walk upright. Yeah, most of the time I do. It was a rough day today. I'm going to tell you, I got up there and washed, detailed my car in 92-degree heat. I wiped it dry and shined it in the garage. Had a good time. Didn't listen to any music. Thinking about my life. Thinking about it now. As I said in the studio, alone in my house, probably will end up the evening watching an old film that I have, an old movie, going back and looking at nostalgic scenes that reminds me of life at another time in my world. But I want to thank you for coming and being a part of my world by visiting my website. I really do appreciate you coming by and visiting me. It makes me feel like the journey that I got on is the right one. Because I made a pledge to my God that as long as I have a sound mind and a healthy body, that I'm going to have these little talks with you. I'm not thinking about putting them on TikTok, trying to see how many hits I can get, and how many, you know, whether Oprah's going to listen to me and things like that. That's not important. No, it's not. I'm not doing this for any personal success. our advancement. I'm doing this for you. That's right. For you. And I hope that you will find a place in your heart to find where you want to be. And then to discover how you can get to that place without any confusion or abnormality coming from another person who doesn't have the foggiest idea who you are. The divine creator made you in his image. The book that I studied under said that he made them in his image, male and female, in the image of the divine creator. Now, he made you in that image that you might find your journey and walk in that journey without stumbling. And I hope in a real way that I have helped you or assisted you in some way that you can find your way in that journey. You don't have to write me. You don't have to correspond. As a matter of fact, you don't even have to agree. You find that passage that you find yourself on, and you walk in it. Like that old biblical text, find the old paths and walk therein. Find this new path and walk in that. Thank you so much for coming to my website. Try to tune in as soon as possible. Lord willing, I'll be back.